the crime scene. The doctor led him over to the crime scene. So what do you see? Damien put on surgical gloves to move the jacket and look at the wound. He knew his attacker. No defensive wounds, and he obviously wasn't expecting the attack. The guy was angry and lashed out with the knife he was using with his meal. He knew what we would look for as the handle has been wiped down. The attacker panicked on leaving the knife and tried as hard as he could without attracting attention, twisting the blade as he tried to get it out. Eventually, his worries that he would be discovered won out and he left the knife behind to escape. He paused as he looked at the detective. The detective died very quickly as the blood evacuated his body. Almost all of his blood has pooled into the back of this chair. If it went through his lungs, he never could have cried out, nor had any chance of survival. The nearby detective was impressed. And this guy's a student. Very good, young man. Come with me. As he led Damien towards the ladies' bathroom, he introduced himself as Detective Clive Anderson. This is the killer. What we can't figure out is who killed him. Damien approached the body. No knife wounds, no cuts or bruises. So he was killed with something invisible. Maybe poison. The medical examiner would have to take a look at him to figure out whether it was injected or ingested, and when. That'll be the key here. He continued round him. I don't think he died here. His body is too awkwardly positioned. He was moved into the women's bathroom from elsewhere. It may be a good idea to print the body. See if the person who moved him left any marks. He obviously meant to escape after the murder, and this isn't the best escape route. The men's room would have been better for that. It looks right out onto the alley, which is secluded enough that no one would have seen him make his escape, Helena said as she took pictures of the body. Anderson scrawled something on a bit of paper and signed it, handing it to Damien. Take this to the station and see the desk sergeant for temporary papers. You're in on this now. You're going to help us catch whoever did this. He left the room, proceeding back to the other officers, getting statements from the last few waiters. He supervised as the body of the fallen detective was taken out and put into the coroner's van, noting the three men standing across the street, trying to be as discreet as possible, but it was obvious they were seeing what had happened. Not like all the people gathered behind the police tape, but across the street, watching from a distance so they had a head start on the police, in case any of them got more than curious. Helena stood by the crime scene, taking pictures of the bloody tableau once the body had been removed. The seat was drained of blood, but it was unlikely they would find anything unusual there. Damien checked the kitchen, looking for the plates the man had been eating from before he murdered the detective, but came out empty. Dr. DeBru entered after him, watching as he meticulously checked every inch of the kitchen before stopping him. Your friend was very good at the crime scene on Friday. It was a shame when she made that silly mistake, but I guess the guys were pretty harsh on her. You, however, seem better able to keep your cool. I'll make sure the police report is released to your university when this is done. You can use it as your final year paper. Damien smiled as he checked the floors, as long as we catch them. Even if the detective was dirty, we still need to catch them. What makes you say he was dirty? Helena asked, moving closer. Damien pulled out his phone and brought up the pictures of him from the previous night. That wasn't the first time. He was in here last week too for his take. As crooked as the day is long. She emailed the pictures to herself. I'll see that these are entered into evidence. Any idea who those men are outside the restaurant? Damien finished his search. No, none at all. But if I had to guess, I'd say they were mobsters. It occurred to me that someone would have to punish those who didn't pay up. So he had to have someone like that to damage the businesses to prove his point. Sound reasoning. I agree he had to have some muscle on the side, someone he was looking the other way for. She noted something down as they proceeded back out to the restaurant floor. Damien looked over the scene again. The body had been removed by this point. 100 pictures taken of the scene after that, but the blood stains remain. The detective had ordered the steak as his meal. There was no food on the other man's order, and something about it just didn't make sense to Damien. How did an experienced officer get stabbed so cleanly? You would expect a struggle, or at least some defensive wounds. For now, they were done here. Detective Anderson took both Damien and Helena in his car back to the local station, and they discussed the case while they drove. The detective warmed up to Damien as they proceeded, getting over the student status of his new forensic investigator quickly, focusing on his abilities and instincts. The deceased detective had been under surveillance for a while. Internal affairs were investigating his corruption, but there was a lot in their way. The police didn't like investigating their own. The higher-ups tended to slow it down because of how it would look to the public. They forgot what it was already doing to the public.